Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here with our good friend, Amy Lee, from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So it's been a minute since we've had you on.
Yes.
And it's never a bad time to have these discussions with you. You've got a lot of fun stuff coming up. And what we're talking about today is having shame-free and painless discussions about menstruation, basically, right?
Yes.
Because it's a word, you know, even just saying menstruation makes people clutch their pearls sometimes.
I know.
And we always have this big, like, stigma against it when it is that time, and people make jokes about it and all this stuff. Enough, right?
Right, enough.
So, tell us what you got going on and how we can kind of combat this a little bit.
Well, I think, first of all, when you have a daughter, obviously you're not thinking about it in the hospital, but when you have a daughter, she will eventually go through puberty and she will have a period. Therefore, you should know about it.
Well, so even if you got there and you have a daughter, you have a wife.
Right, of course.
So there's still a female in your life. Your mother, right. Your aunts, your cousins, whoever.
Right. And I think those female relationships in your life, you don't see them go through the transition. I mean, even your sister. I mean, I had brothers, but I'm pretty sure that if I asked them how things were going while I was having my period, they didn't think anything of it, or they probably just thought I was a bitch.
Or, yeah, make jokes about, like, oh, yeah, every once in a while you'd freak out.
Yeah, so, I mean, when it's your daughter and you're living in the house, you're actually seeing the transition. So we have to have patience and realize this is their first go-around, and we've probably had a couple of decades to deal with this. But, yeah, I think the stigma is just that, well, it's embarrassing because your body is changing, blood is gross, you know, it can be very painful. And there, again, there's not a ton of support out there. It's, of course, getting to be more and more. And I don't want to say that there's not a ton of support, because there is a lot of support. But it does take time sometimes to find it. You know, especially, you know, if you are a girl in a home with a single dad and brothers, you know, or someone, I mean, I had a mom, but she worked a lot. It wasn't on her forefront. She told me the basics, but that was about it. But again, when we are, you know, I'm 45, I don't remember living daily in that changing body as they are living in that changing body every single day. So again, just a lot of patience and realizing they have zero coping mechanisms, and it's our job to give them good coping mechanisms, you know, because we have to allow feelings, right? But we also can't allow those feelings to overtake us and allow those feelings to spill out onto everybody around us. So there's a lot of different dynamics, you know, when you're talking about emotions, when you're talking about hormones, because really then you're talking about mental health as well, because shifting hormones do a lot to our brain. So it's a lot to think about. It's a lot to talk about. And we have to allow them the space to share, and also ourselves the space to share what our experiences were. Because some of them were fabulous and some of them were terrible. And when I say that, I'm talking about, like, first period experiences. The reaction of the people around you to that news is huge. Yeah.
When I think we all try... I hope we all try to do better than our parents did for us, right? So, like, that's the magical way, right? You always try to do a little bit better. I had zero, like, my house, we didn't talk about it at all.
Right.
It was just, there's a lot of things that we didn't talk about. And then you go to school, and you get the school version. And then going forward, you get the let's make jokes about it time. That's where we kind of are today, where people talk about it, but it's in a slang way and, you know, making excuses on stuff. So I don't like that.
Yeah.
And when we come, we got to go to break because it always happens so fast in here. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what you have coming up
yes.
to help the community with this, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we will be right back with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. All right, everybody, welcome back. We are here with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, and today we're having a shame-free discussion about menstruation.
Yes.
And Amy's always got something cool going on down there at her place, and you do have some things coming up, like this week. This coming week, right?
Right, yeah.
So tell us about this, because you've got it kind of broken down. You've got 4 days, and it's broken down by kind of a progression, right? We're talking first like the phases of our cycles, and then products, and then we're going into the perimenopause.
Right. So in June, the focus is period talks, period health. So the first class is going to be talking about the role of hormones in our body as it relates to our body as a whole, not just menstruation, not just pelvic health. So what is the role of estrogen in our cardiac health? What is the role of estrogen in our skin health? Things like that. And then also discussing the phases so that they can understand what's happening in each phase, so then they can understand their needs during each phase. And then the second class, June 23rd, I believe, that is going to be talking about period products and then discussing more about how to tell when your period is quote unquote like normal or off, how to tell if something is wrong, and then where to go to find those answers for that. And then in July, we're going to be focusing more on perimenopause, menopause. So the first class in July, we're going to be talking mostly about the physical aspects of perimenopause, what's actually happening hormonally in our body and how that might present physically within us. And then the second class, we're going to be talking about more of the transition spiritually, energetically, and emotionally when we're going through this transition. Because it is a period of our life where we are going from focusing on others to focusing on self. So we have to focus much more on ourselves and nurturing ourselves than being the caregivers for others. And that can be a very difficult transition for people on an emotional and spiritual level, because you literally feel like you're outside of your body. I don't know what's going on. I don't recognize myself. Emotionally, I don't recognize myself physically. You know, I don't know why my brain is working like this. So we're going to hopefully hit all aspects of the changes and the transitions.
I just think this is always so fascinating talking with you, because you are a younger person and you know all of these things, where I've had all these older, you know, like in school, your teachers, yeah. all these older people, older doctors telling, they don't tell you any of these things. And you know, all of the right words and all of the, you know, and I don't mean to make it sound all mystical, and but yeah. it kind of is, because we don't know these things. And until we find a person like you that can actually, like, tracking your cycle and the different phases of it, I did not ever know that there was phases. I just knew it was on and it was off.
Right.
It was either you were in it or you weren't.
Right.
But then if you look back, anybody listening to this, think, just for a second, think about all of the stuff you've gone through in your life, and you can relate a lot of this to hormones that, again, is things we don't realize. And even I, and I've shared this a little bit, that I've had different surgeries and I had a complete hysterectomy. And boy, the crazy time that I had for about 3 years after that. And now looking back, how did I survive it? Like,
yeah.
I didn't have any even emotional support from my doctor. He never gave me hormone therapy, never anything. He was just like, have a nice life.
Right.
And I didn't. It was right. terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm just so thankful for you. And I know that, you know, you are here in town for everyone. So, of course, because we're running out of time again, I want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you. And can people still sign up for the, do you still have space for these classes?
Yes, I still have a couple of spaces left for the class on June 9th. And it is a free class, but I am asking for donations just to kind of keep it going and provide some refreshments. But you can find me on my Facebook page, Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. You can contact me email amy@reproductivesolutionswi.com. The phone number is 715-972-3830.
And she is linked to us on the website. So yes. I'm sure somebody out here has heard her podcasts already. If not, get back in there and listen to some of them. And, you know, come to this, especially it's a free event.
Right.
You cannot afford not to do this.
Exactly.
Just a couple hours out
it's
of your
right
life.
Price.
Right, exactly. It's the right price. bring your girls and learn some stuff.
Yes, it is for girls ages 11 and up.
And that is going to take our time for today. So thank you again so much, Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. Coming up June 9th and 23rd and July 7th and 21st. You guys don't want to miss this. If you are free, sign up for this because it is free as well. So thank you so much, Amy, for joining us today. And we will have her back again.
Thanks so much for having me.